Okay, today is Daf Nun Zayin. We are on Nun Zayin, on the third line, where it says Omar Rava, Omar Rav Chasa. And today's shir is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. So Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rava, Omar Rav Chasa. Boy Rav Ami. Rav Ami asked the following question. Ona'a Ein Lehem. There were four things yesterday that we said don't have Ona'a. What are the four things? Stars. Shtaros, karka, avadim, and hektish. Right? So they don't have onah. But do they have a concept of bitul mekach? Which is if the ripoff is so severe, so tremendous, then there is onah. It's even worse than onah. Right? Onah, the one who got gypped, has the right either to cancel the sale or to get his money back, the onah back. What about if the gyp was so terrible that the whole sale is void? Does that apply by these four things? Or even at that not? That's the question. Ona ein lehem. There's no ona. I agree. No ona. Bittul mekach yesh lehem? O ein lehem. Is there bittul mekach? Yes or no? So Rashi says, yesh lehem o ein lehem. So it's Rashi, like two lines down where we are. Mi amrinon, do we say, me al tonu hu de emiot, that only al tonu, the ona, tonu, ona, doesn't apply. V'halav michlal onahu. This is an onah. This is much worse than onah. Ella megachtosu. This is a megachtos. You can't buy a pencil for $3,000. The megachtos. You charge the guy an extra penny. Okay.
I think he means here more than 1/6.
It does mean more than 1/6. More than 1/6. 1/6 is onah. Exuberant ripoff. Odilma kivan delav davar shibamida he. It's not something that's measured. Velo at ie bidiburim kishar din onahu. I didn't cheat you. It's like other dinam of onah. Like we said yesterday, if I say to you, I want to buy from you three eggs. Fine, I'm selling you three eggs, and you're looking at one ball, only two eggs. That's not onah. That's mamash a lie.
Right.
Even if the price is only, as we said yesterday, if it's a midah, if something it's a midah, then there's no onah. That's not onah. I told you I want three, and only give me two. That's not onah. Well, but I cheated you less than a sixth. That's ridiculous. If I say I want a bag of eggs, that was yesterday. How much is a bag? Or whatever you can fill, right? Oh, he didn't fill it up as much as he should have. I thought already we could talk about something. So same thing over here. There's no onah, but is there worse than onah? That's a question. So Amar of Nachman had Amar of Chasta of Chasa. He said Pashit Ravami onah ein lehem bitul mekach yesh lehem. Oh no, no. There's no ona. But mitl mekach, yes, there is. There is. So if you buy land and you pay a ridiculous price, or the other way around, you get a ridiculously cheap price, that's not ona. It's worse than ona. Now, Rabbi Yonah said that's only on hektish. Only on hektish such a concept. And Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar akarka. Only on karka such a concept. So they limit this idea. One says by hektish, one says by karka. V'tarvayhu mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan amru. Remember this. They both said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. That what? Ona ein lehem, bitul mekach, yesh lehem. Okay?
What do you mean exactly? What's the number? A sixth?
A sixth is ona. This is worse than that.
There's no ona by karka.
There's no ona by karka.
If you use bitul mekach after sixth.
Correct.
What's the practical difference then?
What do you mean? If you charge a sixth, the sale is valid.
You're 20%.
If you charge 20%, which is more than a sixth, the sale is not valid. It's a mekachtos. Now, manda amar ahakdeshos, if you hold it applies by hektish, then kol shkein akarkos, you would surely agree with the same thing by karka. Why exactly is that true? I'm not 100% sure. But manda amar akarkos, if you hold it only by karka, avol hektish lo. Not by hektish. Why not? Kiddush Shmuel, because of Shmuel's vart. Amar Shmuel, hektish shava mana. If you donate something to the Beis HaMikdash worth a mana, this is a hard concept. I donate something to the Beis HaMikdash. I donate my wife's earrings. It's worth a mana. And I come home, I tell my wife, you know what I did for the Beis HaMikdash? Let me tell you what I did. I donated your favorite earrings. She says, what did you do that for? Please get them back. Right? Redeem them back. So hektish shava mana. Shechilu al shava pruta, and I redeem it on a shava pruta. Mechulal, it works. Okay, it works. So what do you see? What do you see from Shmuel? Right? There's no bittul mekach by Hektish. I am buying something back from Hektish and I'm terribly underpaying. I donated something for $1,000 and I'm returning something and I'm getting it back and I'm giving something for $5. As long as it's worth a pruta, it's mechul, it works. Right? Why does that work? It's a complicated sukkah. But it works. So what do you see? Shmuel said there's no bittul mekach by Hektish. Just by karka. Okay. Now, Tanan Hassam, there's a Mishnah in Temura that says like this. Im haya kodesh balmum, if you donate something that has a mum, yatzel lechulin, it goes to chulin, it can't be, we'll just read the words now. V'tzarech lasos lo damim, and you have to pay for it. You have to pay for it. What does that mean? So look at the Rashi. It's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. It says, Im haya kodesh balmum. So Rashi's going to tell us that the Gemara here starts in the middle of a story. And it's only the second half of a sentence. What's the first half of the sentence? Rashi fills it in. Resha, the Masnison, the first half of that Mishnah is hachi, is the following. Ha'omer, hare zu tachazu, zu tumurazu, zu chalufe zu, hare ze tumura. Tumura is something you're not allowed to do. I have an animal, and I say, you know what? I donated an animal, it wasn't such a nice animal. I'm going to donate a different animal instead of that. I'm going to replace the animal for a different animal. You're not allowed to do that.
Substitution.
You're not allowed to do that. It's an Isser in the Torah. However, if you do it, they both work, which is a funny concept, right? They both work. See? So that's the ratio of the mission. If you do that, it works. You can do that.
You don't know it has a blemish?
No, it doesn't have a blemish. You feel like you donated something a little cheap. It was a little cheap animal, a little bit old, a little bit this, a little bit that. I'm going to transfer the Kedusha for a better one. No, assuming it's a carbon. A carbon.
Carbon.
I don't know, maybe there's details.
No,
he's not. He's talking about a regular one. Now, you're talking about a regular animal. Next case. Zu mechuleles al zu. If I'm going to redeem one over the other, that lo amar klum. That does nothing. Why? She'ein carbon tamim mischalel. A carbon that doesn't have a mum can't become not a carbon. There's no way for that to happen. You have animal A. See, animal A is a little bit cheap. I got a really cheap. You know what? I don't want to bring a carbon like that. What kind of carbon is that? What does that show? What does that show, Hashem? I'm going to bring a better animal. You're not allowed to do that. If you do it, they both become carbonos.
If it's an olah, there's nothing left over for the kohanim.
But there wasn't shechted yet. It doesn't matter. It goes by your intent. And you're not allowed to do that. If you do it, they both. Now, if there's nothing wrong with the animal, so you know what? I don't want to donate that animal now for a carbon. I need the animal for something. I'll redeem the animal. I'll bring an animal next week. You can't do that. It's an animal that's for a carbon that doesn't have a mum cannot be redeemed. It's stuck as a carbon. Okay? V'im haya kodesh bal mum. But if it has a mum, that's what the Gemara starts off with saying, then yatzel l'chulin v'tzarech lasas lo damim. It can go to chulin, you have to pay for that. Right? Im ein zeh shal chulin, yafa kishal hektish, mosif alem osav. You have to fill up the money. You redeemed it. The second one was cheaper. You have to pay more. Ad kidei deme hektish. Until hektish gets its value. Okay? So now let's go back to the Gemara. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there in Temura. Im hayakodesh bal mum. If the carbon had a mum, yatzel lechulin, it goes out to chulin. You have to replace it with another carbon. V'tzarech lasos lo damim, and you have to add the money, increase the money, right? If it's too cheap, fine. So far, so good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan's the one in 5 minutes ago said that these four things of hektish, shtars, karka, and avadim, there's no onah, but there is a bittel, mekach. And then there was a machlokas, did he mean it by only karka or only by hektish? So now Rabbi Yochanan is the same Rabbi Yochanan who says, yatzel l'chulin dvar Torah. Really, minat Torah, the animal has to go to chulin. Why? Because you can't bring an animal with a, can't bring a carbon that has a mum. So the animal goes to chulin. Then we set a statement, and you have to add money to make sure it's even. V'tzarech lasas l'damim midivrehem. That's only a din derabanan. That you have to add the money to make it a fair deal. That's only midrabanan. Rish Lakish amar, Rish Lakish says, af tzarech lasas l'damim minatorah. No, minatorah you have to make that make hektish whole. Not midrabanan, minatorah. Now, b'mayos skinan, what's going on here? Ilema b'chdeona. If we're talking about an issue of onah, that means that your second animal is not worth a sixth less than the other animal, right? So there's an onah issue here. B'hal lema Rish Lakish tarach lasas l'dam dvar Torah. Does anyone hold that there's onah by hektish? How can Rish Lakish say such a thing? There's no onah by hektish. It's not really onah here. You're not cheating. You're not selling or buying from hektish. You're redeeming the animal because it got a mum, and you're replacing it with a second animal. So that second animal, Rish Lakish said, minatorah, you have to make dollar for dollar. And what if it's not dollar for dollar? What is it, onah? There's no onah by hektish. Right? Vatnan, elu devarim she'en lehem onah. Hakarka, avadim, shtaros, and hektashos. There's no onah by hektish. What are you talking about? Elem must be bitul mekach. Must be that you're cheating hektish more than a sixth. And says Rish Lakish, you're not allowed to do that. Now, Rabbi Yochanan also agrees you're not allowed to do that. The question is it a Doraisa or Darabanan? Right? Rish Lakish holds a Doraisa. You can't do that. Right? Bahal Lema. Now. So what does Rabbi Yochanan say? In this case, where they're ripping off hektish greater than a sixth, you only have to make hektish whole mid-Darabanan. Mid-Darabanan you have to make hektish whole. Mid-Daraisa you don't have to do that. Bahal Lema, Rabbi Yochanan, Tzarech lasas l'dam midrayim. Is this a case where Rabbi Yochanan held that you have to make hektish whole midrabanan only? Vamer of Yonah. Rabbi Yonah said ahekdeshos, right? Rabbi Yirmiyah amar akarkos, and Rabbi Yirmiyah said karka. V'tarvayo mishmei Rabbi Yochanan amri. Oh no, ain lahem. Oh no, there isn't. Bitul mekach yesh lahem. But there is bitul mekach. So what do you see from here? It's a Doraisa issue. Midoraisa, you have to do that. Not midorabanan. Rabbi Yochanan said midorabanan, you have to make hektish whole. It's not true. There's a Tana, that there's somebody that said that midoraisa Rabbi Yochanan holds like that.
If it was midoraisa, when they quote a pasuk.
What?
When they quote a pasuk.
Maybe in the Gemara there in Temura, they quote the pasukim. I don't know. It's a fair question. I don't know. I didn't look up the Gemara in Temura.
I'm just curious.
It's a fair question. There's probably much more going on there in the Gemara, and the Gemara here is summarizing it. All we want to get is one Nakuda out of this.
Right,
now. The Nakuda is that Rabbi Yochanan contradicted himself. Because Rabbi Yochanan, two Amorayim interpreted Rabbi Yochanan, that you have to make hektish whole. If there's a bittel, if there's a cheating of hektish, more than a sixth, minatorah. And Rabbi Yochanan himself said, tell me the Rabbanan. That's the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Anyone got that, Kasha? It's a very funny worded question, but that's the question. So, the Gemara answers as follows. They're going to change the opinions of who said what. The problem is that Rabbi Yochanan contradicts himself. Right? Because these are Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiyah said that Rabbi Yochanan said it's a Daraisa. And Rabbi Yochanan himself said it's a Darabana. So, Alolam, Bitul Mekach, really it's a case of Bitul Mekach. What's going on here with this case of the Temura, where the animal got a mum? The animal got a mum, you redeemed it. You took the Kedusha off the animal. You have to transfer it to a new animal. The new animal's worth half the old animal. Right? So they both said you have to make the hektish whole. Rabbi Yochanan said b'darabanan, Rish Lakish said b'daraisa. How can Rabbi Yochanan hold b'darabanan? They contradicted himself? You're right, Rabbi Yochanan held d'araisa, Rish Lakish held d'arabanan. You're right, we're changing it around. And change it around. Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan now holds like Rish Lakish. What Rish Lakish said? Udu Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. They switch it around. So now Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said you have to make hektish whole minat Torah. That jives with what he said before. That Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the hektish has to be made whole minat Torah. It all fits. And Rish Lakish now said it midrabanan in there in Temura. Now, b'mayka miflagi, what are they arguing in? They're arguing in the Shmuel, Shmuel's thing. Darmar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Hekdesh shav amana. If Hekdesh is worth amana, v'shechil al shav pruta, right? And it was mechulal on a pruta. Mechulal, it works. So I think that Shmuel's only talking about where you redeem the item with another item, not with cash. I donate a chair. All right, says that's not a good. That's a good. Don't shouldn't have given that chair. Give the other chair. Okay, I'll redeem that chair. Give a different chair. All right, it's not the same value. Didn't we say yesterday, the day before, that when you redeem from Hekdesh, you have to pay a fifth? It's only if you do redeeming in cash. If it's an item for item, Shmuel says, it doesn't make a difference what the price is. It doesn't make a difference what the price is. You donated the good chair, the golden chair. You give back a silver chair. It's not worth anything near what the gold chair is worth. That's the case at Shmuel. Item for item. Now, what's the depth of that, and what's the reason behind that? I don't know. But you hear that's what's going on. If you redeem something for cash, then you have to pay Hekdesh a fifth.
Shmuel would say you have to make up for the difference, though.
What?
If you do gold for silver.
That's the argument. That's what they're arguing in. Mar, right? The one who holds that it's only midrabanan, that's Rish Lakish, right? No. Mar islay to Shmuel, right? The one who says only midrabanan agrees with Shmuel. Minatar, you don't have to do that. Midrabanan, you have to. Umar, and now we said it to Rabbi Yochanan, less like the Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan said, Minatar, you have to make the base and make this whole. You can't give a silver chair for a gold chair. It's not equal. You have to give the silver chair. Okay, the gold chair is 1,000. The silver chair is 500. They give extra 500 extra dollars. Rish Lakish said, you only have to give the $500 with the Rabbanon. Okay, the Rabbanon made a thing. Maker didn't agree with Shmuel. An item for item is good enough. Why is that? I don't know.
Shmuel, you can cheat Hekdesh.
It's not cheating Hekdesh. It's a complicated. I don't know. I don't know the whole sugya. But both hold, you can't do that. The question is mid the rice or mid the Rabbanon? Right? Okay. Eboy is saying, I'll give you another answer. The Kuli Alma, Esleil, Isleil, the Shmuel. Everyone agrees with Shmuel. So if everyone agrees with Shmuel, how could Rabbi Yochanan say what he said? How could Rabbi Yochanan say it's Min HaTorah? V'ha, b'ha, k'mifugi. They're arguing about a different thing. Mar Savar, Rabbi Yochanan, who said what? That you have to make Hekdesh whole Min HaTorah, Shechilo in, L'chadchilo lo. L'chadchilo, you can't have to do this. You're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to compensate. You're not supposed to, everyone holds it works. You're not supposed to do that. Why are you exchanging a gold chair for a silver chair? Why are you doing that? That's not right. Like you said, Yossi, you're cheating Hekdesh. Why are you doing that? In economy, you're not allowed to do that. If you did it, so we can't say it doesn't work.
Bidi Evid.
What's the reason behind all this? It's a kachim issue. I don't know. Umar Savar, Afil Lechachila. Even Lechachila, you could do such a thing. Right? Why could you do that? Even Lechachila? Right? Even the chachila, you could change the gold chair for the silver chair. Why? So Rashi says on the bottom, the before the lines get really wide, he says, "Ma'aseh v'lechila, erkecha kol dehu mashma." When it says the value, it means any value. Hilkach lafkuei itzura afilu midrabanan shari. To get rid of an isur, you could do that. Umihu la'achar zman yishalim. I'm not sure what Rashi means over there. After time, you have to pay up. I'm not sure what he means by that.
You gotta pay him back.
What? Who, Hekdesh?
Yeah.
You got a gold chair for a silver chair. So it works. So you owe the money.
Right.
You owe the money. Yeah. But the point is, l'chadchila, you could do it. You could do l'chadchila, you just know you're gonna have to owe the money at some point. They're gonna come after you. Okay. V'boy say him another answer. L'olam b'chdei onah. Really, we're talking about it was onah. If it was onah, we had a kasha. What was the kasha? How could Rabbi Yochanan contradict himself? That was the kasha. Below tepach, you don't have to switch any names. Rabbi Yochanan said it's only midrabanan, and Rish Lakish said you have to make Hekdesh whole midaraisa. So we had a kasha. How could Rabbi Yochanan here say midrabanan, and on top he said midaraisa? How could that be? Ubed Rav Chista kamiflagi, and because they're arguing in the word of Rav Chista. Damar my elohem ona. What does it mean that there's no ona? What does that mean? There's no ona by Hekdesh. We thought it meant. You could jip off Hekdesh up to a sixth. You buy something from Hekdesh, Hekdesh has a sale, and the gizmo doesn't know what he's selling, you can get a mitzia. That's what we thought it meant. That's not what Chis said it means. What Chis said it means, the exact opposite. Ain't a b'toros or not. There's no or not at all. You can't cheat Hekdesh for one penny. Not one penny. If I sell you something and I cheat you a penny, it's not or not, it's bottle. Right? It's a bottle. We say, oh, Hekdesh, no way. It's the opposite. You can't cheat Hekdesh one penny. Right? Tafilu pachos michte onah chozer. Even if it's less than an onah, it has to go back. Right? So now, Rish Lakish holds like that. Like Rav Chista. Right? Therefore, what Rish Lakish say, if you cheat Hekdesh, if you redeem something from Hekdesh, you have to make Hekdesh whole. In our Torah. Every penny. Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't hold like that. I don't hold like that. I still hold that no, regular, well, onah means what it says. Regular onah. If it's a terrible rip-off of Hekdesh, then I agree. Then I agree. Midrabanan, you have to come up with the money. So, that's how we answer Rabbi Yochanan. Meisvei, 1 minute. How could Rabbi Yochanan, how could Rav Chista say that? If a brayse that says, Meisvei, we have a brayse that says, Ribis v'onah lehedyot. There's ribis and onah for a hedyot, regular person. The ain ribis v'onah lehektish. There's no ribis and there's no onah for a hektish. So there's no onah for hektish. How could Rav Chista say there is onah? Rav Chista just said there's no onah. You can't even cheat hektish one penny. So if a brayse says no onah behektish. What? So the Gemara says, 1 second. Good. Why is that any worse than our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said there are four things that don't have onah. What's one of them? And what do we say it means according to Rav Chista? Not even one penny. It's the same thing over here. Right? Akimda b'taras onah. We said it means there's no onah at all. Hachanami, ribis v'din onah lehedyot. Ribis and onah is in the parasha of a hedyot. V'ein ribis, there's no ribis. V'din onah, there's no onah at all. When it comes to Hekdesh, in other words, you can't even cheat Hekdesh one penny. E hachi, hainu kani seifa. What about the seifa? The seifa said, ze chomer behedyot mi behekdesh. In what way is hedyot worse than Hekdesh? Ribis. Right? Ribis. Listen nami, ze chomer behekdesh mi behedyot. Aona. Say aona also. Right? That Hekdesh is more machmir than a hedyot with onah. Why? Because Hekdesh even one penny, and for a hedyot it has to be up to a sixth. So you might say that's ridiculous. Hachi hashta bishloma zechomer behedyot mibehekdesh. In what way is a hedyot more machmir than Hekdesh? You're going to search long and hard through Shas to try to find examples of that. Where is a hedyot more machmir than Hekdesh? We found one thing: ribis. Ribis. You're right. There's ribis by you, us. There's no ribis by Hekdesh. What's even a case of Hekdesh? Hekdesh lent you money? Something like that. You should find some case like that when you lent Hekdesh money. It's a funny, even define such a thing. What does that even mean? However, in what way is Hekdesh more machmir than you? There's 1,000 things. There's 100,000 things. What way is Hekdesh more machmir than you? Oh, you know what? Oh, no. Oh, no. There's 1,000 other things besides oh, no. Right? Ela Hekdesh zechomer v'sulo. There's 1,000,000 things that Hekdesh is more machmir than you. So the fact that you don't say oh no, kind of kash is that? There's many things. Ribis now ribis to hekdesh hechidami. What do you mean ribis? So therefore el hekdesh dechomer vesulo. Of course not. There are many ways to hekdesh to more machmer. That's why that's not a kasha. Now ribis to hekdesh hechidami. How is ribis of hekdesh? How do you even have such a thing? So Gemara says ilema de osfe gizbar mea b'mea v'esrim. The gizbar lent you money. He lent you 100, you have to give back 120. How did the gizbar lend you money? The gizbar went to the lishka and took out money to lend you? He's not going to do that. Well, the not a bank. Right? Hello, mal gizbar. The gizbar was over me'il if he does that. The kivon, the mal gizbar, and since the gizbar does that, yotzim also v'lechulim. The money goes to chulim, the havel of the hedyot, it becomes a hedyot. So what's the case? How does a Hekdesh lend with ribis? So Amar of Oshia, you're right. Hachal ma'iskinim. It's not a loan. Kigon shekibel alav l'sapik salsos me'arba. What happened was you're in the solas business. You're going to sell solas to the Beis Hamikdash, and you normally the normal price is you promised to sell them Solas ba'arba, solas for four, whatever. Va'amdu mishalosh. But the price was really three, right?
Went down
to three. No, it's up. If you can get one item for four, solas for four, and then it goes up to three, then you have to pay more for it. Right?
You get less,
right? So, Rashi says, look at the Rashi here. Hachav ma'yaskinan. Ha, diktoni, ain ribbis lehekdish. There's no ribbis behekdish. La ba'alvog, it's not a loan. Hekdish is not a bank. That's not the case. Ella, behedyot, shekibel mos menalishka, menagizbar. Hekdish has to need solas. So how are they going to get solas? They don't want to make it themselves. They'll buy it. They buy it from you. L'sapeg seltos kalashana. To buy the flour from you for the whole year, l'menachos shel tibur, for the menachos, arba se'in b'sela, four sa' for a sela, v'hukru, the price went up, v'amdu shalosh se'in b'sela, they're only getting three sin for a sela. How many eggs am I buying for a dollar? Four or three? If I buy three, that means the price of eggs went up. I can only get three. Now, the ilu had yod aser, but you're not allowed to do this. Why? We'll learn later. The lisbok al peiros ad shiurte ashar. You're not allowed to make a price before the market sets the price. This is a Gemara concept. You're not allowed to set the price till the market sets the price. So you can't set the price before the market sets the price. V'kana fiul lo yatsa ashar dain la arba poskin. But here by heptish, you could do that. Why? No ribis by heptish. What is the parameters of that din? We'll get to it in next parak. But you can't do that. Hekdish, you could do it.
Is this really ribbis?
What?
Is this really ribbis?
Well, it looks like ribbis, right? Yes. We'll get to next parak. Ribbis doraisa, there's no hak. Mm-hmm. I can't lend you money and charge interest. That's not the hak. There's nothing to discuss, right? Like, you're not allowed to kill somebody. There's nothing to discuss. There's no hacking. Everything else, all the derabbanan is the hak. I sell you something, I sell you an apple, or I sell you an item for an apple, and you promise to give me back a different apple. And over the course of the year, the apples, the price changed. All that stuff. That's what's going on here. We made up a price now, but next month, the price could be fluctuate. So it's not fair. Kiditanya, Hamakabel, Olav, Lispok, Saltos, Me'arba, V'amdu Mishalosh, it went up to three, Mishpak, Me'arba. So the Bezin is only going to pay you four. The other way around. Mishalosh Ramda Arba, if it went down in price, Mishpak Arba. The Bezin, again, Hekdash is only going to pay you four. Why? Shad Hekdash Al Yonah. Hekdash always wins.
Always wins.
Rav Papa Amar, a similar thing. Hacha Ba'avne Binyan Hamosaros Legizbar Skinan. We're talking about a guy who's hired to help build the Beis HaMikdash. Kiddush Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, Bonin Bechol V'achachach Makdishin. We would build first and then make the stones Hekdash afterwards. So he's paying you, but it's not Me'ila because it's not Hekdash yet. So therefore, that's another kind of case of maybe you're getting paid too much, maybe it's ribbis, not true. Okay. Then we said, Eilehem Tashlume Kefel. There's no Kefel by Hekdash or by Karka or Shtar. You steal something from Hekdash, you don't have to pay Kefel. You steal a Shtar, Karka, steal a Shtar, there's no Kefel. How do you know that? I'll call Dvar Pesha Klal. I'll Sharva Chamar, I'll Se, I'll Semla, I'll Silma, Prat. I'll call Avedash Yomar Chazar Klal. Klal Prat Klal? Yetadan it's Eina Prat. Ma Prat, before Rish Dvar Metaltal Vagufa Mamon. The Prat is something that you could, it's Metaltal in. What was it on that list? A Chamar, a Se, a shirt. Af call Dvar Metaltal Vagufa Mamon. So to anything that's Metaltal in that has inherent value. Yatsu Karkos, Shein Metaltal in. Karkas amatatlin. Yatsu avadim shukshul karkos. They're hukshul karka. Yatsu shtaros afal pisha metaltalin. Even though the metaltalin ain't gufun mamon, they have no inherent value. What about hektishos? Abakro re'ehu, re'ehu velo hektish. Your friend, not hektish. Excellent. Then we said, velo tashlumi dal vehe. There's no dal vehe either. That can only be by hektish. There's no dal vehe by karka. You can't shecht your eved. There's no dal vehe by shtar. By hektish, it can be dal vehe. You steal something from hektish and then you shecht it. So, but there's no dal v'hei. Why not? My taima, tashlumi dal v'hei. Am rachman avol tashlumi shlosh v'arba. You can't have dal v'hei if you don't have kefil first. You have to have kefil in order to have dal v'hei. Since there's no kefil, there's no dal v'hei. The kefil builds on dal v'hei. Next, shabachinam eno nishba, v'nahani mili. How do you know that? Normally, when I ask you to watch my phone, and I'm going to Ma'ariv, I come back and say, where's my phone? I lost it. So yeah, make a shavua. So fine, I'll make a shavua. I lost it.
Where does this come from? Where is this from? The Kinyan Mishnah from what?
It was in the Mishnah.
What?
That, yeah, if Hekdesh says, the Gizbar says, listen, I'm going to Meir, watch my phone, right? And he comes back, where's the phone? It's Hekdesh's phone. You don't have to swear. What? How do you know that? How do you know that? Same exact thing. The Tanar Rabbanan, Ki Tenishariyeu Klal, Kesef Okele and Prat, the Gone of Me Beta Ish Chazra Klal. Right? What happened to the phone? I went to Meir, where's my phone? It got stolen, it got lost. Just like that's true. Right? Very good. Same thing. Only yours, not hektish. Next. The halacha is that a socher, a hired watchman, hekdesh hires you to watch the animal. And they pay you. No, where's the animal? It got stolen. So if you're a regular shomer socher, you have to pay. A shomer socher is chayving an eva. The hekdesh doesn't have to pay. Where'd that come from? Right? We're not hanim hili. Where'd that come from? Tanar Rabbanan, ki tinish l'riyeyu klal. Same thing. Chamor shor se prat. Kol behema lishmor chazar klal. Klal prat klal. It's done in a prat. Ma prat meforish davar metaltel v'gufa mamon. Af kol davar metaltel v'gufa mamon.
What is that? How does this explain the shomer has nothing to do?
What do you mean?
If the shomer is he's watching a cow from the base and the cow and he lost a cow is a metaltel and it's you know is.
Well, a minute, yatsu karkos she'ena metaltelin. If Hektish asks you what you mean, watching someone's field.
No,
I'm going to China for a month on business. Watch my house. You come back, someone else living in the house.
No,
so what happened?
He didn't say that.
What happened?
No, he's talking about a shomer shachar for a Beis Hamikdash.
In four cases.
Right.
Hektish, Karka, Shtaros, and Avadim. I asked you to watch this IOU. It's worth $1 billion.
Oh, so
I come back, I lost it. Okay. And pay me $1 billion. Right? But if it's Hektish things, no matter what it is, you pot it from paying. Where'd that come from? And why is there no... So... Ma prat before is davar taltav gufa mamon. Afkol davar taltav gufa. Yatzu karka sheina metaltelin. Yatzu avadim shahikshul karka. Yatzu shtaros shafu bishem metaltelin in gufa mamon. So that's a very interesting halacha. If I ask you to watch a check or some shtar, a loan document, and the shomer socher loses it, he's not chayiv. Why? Klal prat klal says he's not chayiv. It's a very funny thing, right?
So what am I paying for?
What?
What am I paying for?
We're going to learn tomorrow. Can you not pay him now? Now that you lost it, can you not pay him? That's tomorrow's daf. Do you have to pay the guy or not?
Services were not rendered.
Exactly, they weren't rendered. The services, right? Yatzu shtaros al bishem metaltelin in gufa mamon hekdeshet amar kra reehu v'lo shel hekdash. Right? Now I told you the end is very fast. So we learn out that the next one was. We're going to continue this question about because the Mishnah had other things that a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar are potter on, swearing also. We'll get to that. We'll get to paying the Shomer Sachar and more things. All right, everyone have a good day, and we'll pick up tomorrow.